Back in now for second half action between the Emory University Eagles and the Mary Hardin Baylor Crusaders. It's a 2-0 lead for the Eagles, as it's the second of our Division III men's soccer sectionals here at the University of Chicago at Stagg Field, alongside Eric Willowhite, Ryan Fahey with you here on the call from inside the press box here at Stagg Field. It'll be switching sides for both teams. They'll be trying to score on the Crusaders in their purple jerseys, white trim, white numbers, going left to right to start the second half. And the Eagles of Emory University going right to left in their white jerseys, black trim, black numbers. And with the team that's down 2-0 here, Eric, that being the Crusaders, what do you want to see out of them to change here in this next 45?
Well, zone time, you know, first and foremost, the game was dominated by the Eagles in terms of where the ball was the majority of the play, and that was in the Crusaders zone. So they need to figure out how to get some sustained possession time and then get some shots, get in deep. But, you know, they just haven't had much to show for it through one half of play. Down 2-0, you know, nothing to hold back right now. You have to push it forward, and that's what has to happen. One good thing that came out of the first half, Stephen Dang, who was injured in that first half play there, he was warming up at halftime, not in the game, but at least he's moving around a lot better than he was after that injury for the Crusaders.
So a good thing to see for Stephen Dang as we have second half play underway. Again, the Eagles going right to left and the Crew going left to right. Quickly the other way, right to left. Speaking of it, are the Eagles trying to create an early attack here as we're just 25 seconds into this second half. 2-0 Eagles with the lead. The winner again plays the University of Chicago Maroons tomorrow in the sectional final here at 7 p.m. or in about 21 hours from now. Again, we thank you for sticking with us here all for the majority of the evening here on the Maroons Broadcast Network, sticking with that 93-minute weather delay that we ensued during the first of our doubleheader here tonight. Pretty soon we'll be saying happy tomorrow to the East Coast, or happy Saturday, rather. It is Friday, right? I'm not losing track of days here, am I?
Saturday somewhere.
Well, Europe, I believe, is in Saturday.
Yes.
They go forward like that. Okay. Defensive half possession for the Eagles. They work it up to their far right side. I know you mentioned what we wanted to see from the Crusaders, Eric, as this one cleared back to the Eagles' defense. What do you want to see from the Eagles to continue here with their 2-0 lead?
Well, don't change a thing. I mean, the thing that they've been able to establish here is just continued dominance in terms of the play, time of possession, zone time. Those are things that need to continue to happen. I also like what they did in the second half of that first half in terms of being a little more methodical, taking their time to set up plays. I think that's something they can do well because they have the players to play that sort of game. And the Crew just doesn't seem to have an answer for that, at least so far.
Now the Crew with possession of the defensive half of the Eagles, and the Eagles able to thwart that right away. And that's kind of been the other thing that we've seen from that first half as well, is when most of the opportunities that we're seeing the Crew try to have, they really hasn't created as much as they would have wanted because the Eagles have just been Johnny on the spot to stop any attacks that come.
Yep, and that's been the case here. So, again, it's the Crew are really going to have to flip the script here.
And it looks like is another Crusader that would be down, and that is number 26 in Luke Lopez. No official has marked the stop of play. Now they will. So the clock will stop at 42:17 to attend to the injured player. Again, that being Luke Lopez, the 5'9 defenseman.
Yeah, he seems to be in a lot of pain right now.
And he's going to try to get up on his own power. Well, and he wanted to try, but his right leg appeared to have given out. So the medical staff will come out to attend to Luke. Again, we just mentioned earlier Stephen Dang was one of the injured Crusaders back in the first half. We'll just call that a left side body injury based on the collision that he took. As Luke Lopez tried to get up on his own power, but it appeared his right leg gave out on him trying to get up on his own power. And, well, it looked like it could have been a lot worse. He is going to try to jog off on his own power.
He's putting weight on it, and he, like you said, he is jogging off, so that is a good sign. Could be just the initial trauma from that injury
I
there.
I think he's obviously trying to convince him to stay in.
I don't think that's going to happen here. But,
yeah, I don't think it will either, but, you know, a testament to his toughness and courage.
Is he a senior?
That would be correct.
That's why he wants to stay in.
Yeah. So now into the game is Caleb Vandergriff, the 6'1 defenseman junior from Georgetown, Texas. So it looks like he's going to try to get back out there after the next whistle. So after the next stoppage, he will
back in.
Go back out there, and just like that, he comes back out there.
That's interesting.
So I wonder, is that now, did anybody else come out here, Eric? Because nobody came by the substitution flag. Although if somebody did go out, they didn't go by the substitution flag. We had this incident earlier in the first half where the proper substitution, he went off, and that was number 21 in Martin Lopez, who just he walked off on the opposite side of the field without kind of really telling everybody that he checked out of the game for as a substitute.
Ooh.
And that one out of play, it'll be a throw-in for
late
the
whistle
Crusaders,
there.
And that's a that's going to be a fun. Okay, it was originally the side judge had the flag up for the throw-in, but the foul occurred, as you mentioned, Ari, a bit of a late whistle. So a set piece here for the Crusaders.
I got the right count out there?
Yeah, I counted 10, so, and then the one goalie, of course, so. Numbers do add up correctly, because it did confuse us at first,
yes,
as we thought there was all of a sudden 12 players out there. I know in Texas they're part of the Big 12, but you can't do that for your soccer lineup. Now up ahead is Lay. That one deflected out, and it'll be a Crusaders throw-in. Cross into the box. Header there goes wide off the attempt there from Martin Lopez. Good to see Luke jogging out there. Appearing to shake off the injury. Not much gimp either, so it looks like he's, as just as I say that, he appears to be favoring his left leg.
Again, he's a senior. He doesn't want to come out. Probably a lot of adrenaline.
I mean, even in the injuries are going to feel a little worse in this cold weather, too. As we have played 5 minutes of this second half.
See, will he get enough on the throw-in?
No, he doesn't. But he is going to go around one defender, trying to go in for the cross attempt, but that ran out of real estate, and a goal kick coming up for the Eagles and Cole Gallagher. Yeah, I'm going to kick it off the edge of his own six.
Looks like the rain has might have stopped for the moment.
It's
or a very light mist, if at all.
Kind of hard to see with the boom, the kind of the reflection of the stadium lights that are facing us. That can sometimes, as a hot pass comes to the left side for the Eagles, and able to corral that nicely there was Cody Gardner. And a throw-in now for the Crew. Again, as you mentioned, a bit of a shoving match there between Aiden Done and there you go. There's a
they're
talking about it, too, and they're and they're drawing with each other back and forth on it, that being Martin Lopez, or I should say Aiden Done and Martin Lopez that were going at it, jawing at each other.
Now
and
yellow
a yellow card
comes out.
To Dodney, I believe, is going to get it. So I think so do they call it on Lopez? Because the Eagles would then have the kick. And that may be what it is.
That's
so
what it is.
Martin Lopez has now been issued a yellow card.
Well, he kept jawing with the referee and
I think in that case, though, I think you could have given the same case to Adin Dantane then and given him a yellow, because you also saw him drawing with the official, and then after the fact you saw him talking to Lopez.
Yeah.
So, interesting for that only to be one yellow card issued in the that scuffle, we'll say. That's the second yellow card issued to the Crew. Logan Keeler had a yellow card issue to him back in the first half.
Oh.
And a trip there, and now we're seeing...
Oh, boy.
Tension may start to rise a bit, as now we have an injured... Another injured Crusader. Clock stops at 38-22. And... I don't know what the term "get the red out" was going to do, but...
Oh, the red card, yeah.
I'll get the red out, and that's a yellow card issued there to number 21 of the Eagles in June Suru.
It's kind of...
And now we're seeing more of the...
It's kind of needed right now. The game's kind of getting a little bit out of hand from a chippiness standpoint, and so...
And then the injured Crusader was Logan Keeler, who was talking about yellow cards. He's got the first one of the night. And McCartney now talking to the head official, asking... why the cards were issued. So a set piece here now for the Crew, just past the midfield line. Taking this one will be Caleb Vandergriff. High shot in, floats around for a moment, then eventually goes through the back line and out, and a goal kick now for Gallagher. But I think with that third yellow card they're now issued, that's to say, okay, we're done, you know, you can stop your horsing around. And
right.
The trash talk, you know, we're going to kind of put a stop to that because it's still a very competitive game here as we've played 7 minutes of the second half.
Yeah, I mean, there's something on the line for both teams here. So, you know, the sideshow isn't what's to be won here.
Or it's, remembered by.
Right. It's to advance to the next round. And you know, you're the Crew, you're the Crusaders, you're still in this. Granted, you haven't
had
the
goals.
Best of
I mean,
it.
It's not it's not like it's an entirely lopsided score.
One quick strike, and that could change the momentum of this game entirely. So, and you got to keep your wits about you.
And Dan, you know, to your right, can attest to this. We saw with the in our second of our Sweet 16 doubleheader in women's soccer, and I'll get to that in just a moment, as Johan Cederlund now comes on in and coming on out properly this time, Julio Mar. And... As I was
you thought they used transporters for their replacements because you just don't see where they go.
Teleportation devices,
right,
yeah. No, but to my point earlier about what I was talking about with Dan, we talked about momentum with a 2-0 lead. The Washington University St. Louis Bears were down by two, and then all of a sudden a quick strike with 10 minutes to go in the second half put them within one, and then the final 8 or so minutes, it was their momentum, and they had a couple of excellent chances to try to tie the game when it felt like the UW Lacrosse Women's Eagles – had that game in the bag, and they really did not until the final seconds and the zeros were on the clock.
Yeah, I mean, it's an obvious thing, but you can't get to two without one, and that's where the Crusaders are in this game. So that's what they're fighting for, and they are showing fight here. So
here comes a chance along the right side. Case Carnes.
Oh!
And that's Martin Lopez, and
oh, wow.
We have a little bit of shoving, and that may do it for Martin Lopez.
Yeah.
And Martin Lopez obviously took exception to something to Adin Dantane said or did. And, of course, frustration boiling over on the Crusader side. And Martin Lopez, and I am stunned that no
card. How is nothing happening here?
How is there...
Didn't see anything either.
So we're... seeing no card, so the clock's going to continue to run. I don't understand why.
Oh, there it is.
Yellow card to
Dantane. Yellow card just came out.
So you give – okay, so that's a delayed yellow card technically, because if we remember the skull from Dantane and Martin Lopez earlier, now it's evened out in that aspect. And now coming in is Christian Meyer for the Eagles, and Dantane is going to come out. I'm shocked nothing happened for Martin Lopez there.
Yeah.
That's
because he's at midfield.
Because he still shoved Dantane after the whistle and was still trying to draw.
We might have something else coming here.
And this is not how you want the game to go. Wow. And It looks like we're going to have another sub, I believe. It looks like as number 15 and Michael Steer now just checked in. Didn't see who came out for him, though. A lot of confusion on the field for the last minute or so, even between the officials. Because, you know, we didn't see an initial card be issued right away, so that was why the clock continued to go.
In the Eagles, you don't want to be sucked into this. You know, you have a 2-0 lead.
It's kind of one of those they took the bait on this one,
right,
in terms of the chippiness.
Into the sideshow, distract them from the task at hand.
And same could be said, of course, for the Crusaders still trailing by two with plenty of time here. 35 minutes and counting still in this second half.
Yeah.
We saw how quick the goals can be scored. It's not that it's not possible. Play now along the left side for Steer. Steer, left side, centering pass. And clear back out by the Crew. But it's the most chippiness we've seen out of any of the four games today. Now here come the Crusaders the other way. It's Carnes right side, centering pass, but to nobody in purple.
All right, then.
You know, there are some great hot takes you hear from the crowd every so often. I don't know if people,
that wasn't one of them.
I don't know if people heard it through our headsets, but there are just some hot takes from the crowd that you just wish you didn't hear. And it's not to say you love the enthusiasm and the passion, but you know how they say from the fans, sometimes you best keep your comments to yourself.
Oh, that's not what being a fan's about.
Well, that is true, but appropriate comments are always necessary when.
And fan is short.
It is. Yes, it
is. Fan
is
short for fanatic. That is true. And I'm not trying to go on the get off my lawn rant here either. But
it sounds like.
I'm trying not to do that as my point. I don't want to because that's not my intention.
Gran Torino over here.
You know what? It's getting late. You know, leave me alone. I want to be in bed reading a book. No, it's not the case at all. Enjoy being out here for these four games all day today. Started with a cup of coffee and end with some Red Bull.
There you go.
Caffeine to caffeine in the end. Triscuits and Jimmy John's is the way to go. Shout out to Evan Lotz for all the goodies that Dan and I got to indulge upon earlier today. Although I only had two Triscuits.
Are you bringing a fanny pack of treats today or something?
Evan did, yes.
Yeah.
I only took two Triscuits because they tasted funny.
Okay.
So the other chips that he had, I really wasn't sold on trying to have. As this one and taken down on the play was number 21 in the Eagles in June Suru. Or excuse me, beg your pardon, that was Jason McCartney. And having his arms up in the air called for the foul was Case Carnes. So a set piece here for the Eagles, right to left here from about 25 out on the near side.
Officials really letting it go in terms of the banter between them, the players and the officials.
But I feel like it's been inconsistent. As
right.
We can continue that conversation in a moment. Is this one cleared out by the Crusaders as they try to go back the other way, but the Eagles right there on the spot to take possession back. But I think to that point, though, you know, they're not trying to – and it's not to say they're trying to call the game tight because that's not really what we've seen as this one goes out of play for a throw-in for the Crusaders. But it looks to me as if – if you don't want the chippiness to happen, set the tone and don't let it happen, period. And the little blow-off that we saw with Martin Lopez and Dottene, who eventually got the yellow card, as this one goes on, and it hits off the left hand of the goalkeeper.
Oh, he's
Eichhorn,
injured. And now he's back up.
Yeah, he looks like he hit the side post when he tried to make contact for the ball.
Oh, his knee, he's definitely in pain over there.
He better turn around, though, because the play is still continuing. He's going to try to play through it, though. We play on.
Oh.
And a diving header, and that's Martin Lopez right there with the whistle again. And I think that one was meant to be accidental. There was no bad blood intended.
Yeah, that was a good effort by the Eagles to try and.
It looks like we're going to see a substitution for the Crusaders as Tyler Childs is getting set to check in a moment. I wonder if he would check in for Martin Lopez possibly. It's something we may have to wonder here with kind of the accolades that Lopez has racked up in this game, and not in the good way, unfortunately, for his team or himself.
Good battle along the far side there.
It's
two on one or one on two. Yeah.
And it looks like the Eagles are also going to have somebody in as well as Michael Carragher, who got the first goal for the Eagles in the first half, will be set to come back in. McCartney on the far right side, centering pass. As this one finds Ferguson, they rotate to the left, centering pass into the box, looking for the header.
Oh.
And that's a foul there, and you could tell with the right forearm. And looks like we have another injured Crusader.
Yeah, on the header there. I don't know if it was a head collision.
And that was Luke Lopez, who was taken down, and we will not have these substitutions right now, I guess.
No.
We'll wait till the next stoppage. Under 30 minutes now to play.
And Lopez's neck and shoulder on that header clear.
Seeing a lot more banged up players as this second half progresses.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And that one, a misplay there, is that one. That kind of has been the theme of the second half.
Yeah.
Vandergrift, that one hit off his right foot in the throw, and now coming for the Eagles. And
well, and the other thing, that had a lot, so much spin on it, too. I mean, yeah, he should have stopped it, but at the same time, that thing, you know, it was like a hook shot.
And I mentioned it, Martin Lopez comes right off. So there's – I was had a feeling it was going to occur because you mentioned you don't want to follow a man short on the field if he was to be issued a red card.
Yeah,
or a second yellow, for that matter, leading to a said red card. But
give him a breather here. Give him a chance to
kind of hit the refresh button, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, Dottene still on the bench right now for the Eagles.
Is there a refresh button?
Well, with your emotions.
Okay.
In broadcasting, you don't get a refresh button when you're live.
No.
So. Come the Eagles, meanwhile, the other way. As I mentioned, Carragher now into the game as Jun Suru checked out. He was also issued a yellow card earlier on in the second half. Again, we'll have the medal presentation for the losing team after the conclusion of this match.
Play at midfield. Advancing team, we'll clarify that.
That is a very professional way of correcting my statement. That is, well, it does make a good point. That I don't know if that's the that means Nate really wants to be here past 1 a.m. I think that's what that statement really inferred to me.
I think he already said he was going to be
Elijah
here
Simpson now comes
just make it longer.
Elijah Simpson, yeah. Now in for the Crusaders and in for the Eagles is Mustafa Kitab. And Levine comes out for the Eagles, and I don't know who came out for the Crusaders.
He's on the far corner.
Okay, well, we'll get a number on that later. We'll have to see who came out in just a second. But is it a rule that you have to check out by the sideline flag? So there's
a guideline today.
Okay,
so. Guideline.
I was going to say, that's the third or fourth time we've noticed that, and we're all having a little confusion about just to make sure we're understanding of who's in and who's out. We know who's coming in, but we like to know who's also coming out so we don't say the wrong name.
Rules, like records, are made to be broken.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, Eric.
Yes.
As now play on the left side for Gardner for the Eagles. Pass up midfield. Vandergrift to midfield with the ball. Gives that one off. Play to the right side, looking for Lay.
Yeah, I can see the Crusaders just keep chipping away here.
By the way, Case Carnes is the one who checked out.
Okay.
So Case Carnes is out. So Case Carnes, you're in violation of the people up here in the press box. We have issued you your own yellow card. Because that's the third offense your team has had, so three strikes, you're out. Orange card, there
yes.
We go. I have to come up with a different card. Now the Eagles now up along the right side. We'll settle it back with possession on their defensive half at midfield.
Carnes just getting to the bench.
And I believe 5 minutes of gameplay have gone, and he's finally getting to the bench. We should have done like a speedometer, not a speedometer, but like a clock on that one.
That was like a home run trot in baseball. Yeah.
Trot, that was a home run walk.
Yeah.
As we play on, the Crusaders along the left side. And a bit of a trip up there, no call. We continue play.
Yeah, and you talked about it before. Some of these trips, some of these are field condition aided as well. So it kind of looks
worse than it should.
More flagrant
than
it really is.
Well, and I think that, and that's credit to the officials for not having to call every single trip either.
Right.
Because I think they also understand that, you know, in partial, that the, you know, field conditions with the rain that we've had here all, you know, most of the evening has kind of played a factor into it, because we have seen a lot of slips here.
Yep.
Through the end of the, you know, especially at the start of the game and kind of trickling over into the second half. So credit to them in that aspect of it, to not keep blowing the whistle on every player that, you know, either slips or has a little minor trip. Because ever since the kind of, I guess, the blow off of steam between Martin Lopez and Aiden Dantne, things have really kind of simmered down now in terms of the chippiness.
As they needed to, as they should have. And, you know, again, for what's at stake for both teams, that's what you kind of hope to see. You know, it's good to have the competitive fire and all that, but it's got to be directed at the task at hand.
As this one on the attack there on the right side, Christian Meyer, the 5'11 senior forward. And he had the second goal for the Eagles back in the first half of play. In our doubleheader today, the two goals that have been scored were both in bunches and very early in the match.
Yeah, that's
and the header there, that one skips over about three or four players. And the crew clears it back to midfield. Looks like we're going to have a couple more Crusader substitutions as Johan Söderlin will check back in along with Imani Colbert. We'll see who they check out for the next stoppage. We'll see if the players check out on this side of the field. I've never seen that many times where the players would walk off on the wrong side of the field for a substitution if they were coming out. I've never seen that. And that's something new every day. You see something new every day.
You do this gig long enough, Ryan, you'll see everything.
Yeah. Well, that's what they all say.
That's right.
And then sure enough, you see something new.
And hopefully you're doing this gig a long time.
Yep.
Not this whole game the whole
time. Well, thank you. I was going to say.
I'm just saying.
On the right side, opportunity here for Katab. What a pretty decent first half as this one centered into the box but cleared out by the defense of the crew. And coming up with this one the other way is Simpson. Simpson with a head of steam going to his right now, settles the ball down.
Good spin.
And he waited for a couple more purple jerseys to come back with him too as play along the left side off the pass there from number three in Caleb Almanza.
See how quickly, though, the Eagles closed in on that and nullified any sort of threat that the Crusaders were trying to establish.
And that's to the point I kind of mentioned to you at the start of our second half call here, is that that's kind of been the theme what the Eagles did in the first half, and here we are once again.
Right.
As now the Eagles played up along the near right left side, and this one goes out to the medical table and out of play. Good two-hop catch by the Great Events staff here at the Stag Field. Because we're never sure if Timmy Helms could catch that ball. Sometimes Timmy don't even know he's working.
I like how you work in a Timmy Helms reference.
Oh, he's
hundreds of miles away.
That's true. He's out in Columbus right now, from what I understand. So he won't be here this weekend, whether it's fortunate or unfortunate, however you want to look at it. You wouldn't hear him on the headset. You'd see the stuff behind the scenes. But I heard a decent in the back. I don't know if that was referring to what I just said or not, but as the rain now is starting to pick up yet again, everybody on three, bring out your umbrellas.
I left mine in my car.
Well, you're inside, so it's okay.
Okay.
As long as you have the windows up on your vehicle. I think that would be the main thing. I mean, it's too late now anyway, but if you had it down, you've been here all day.
Windows are down, the engine's running.
And here's $20 for gas money and a thank you note. This should get you far.
Just make me a Starbucks run, right?
Yeah.
I don't even drink coffee. It sounds good.
You don't drink coffee?
Hell no. No.
Really?
No.
You seem like you. I always pictured you as a coffee guy. Oh.
Not
everyone. Is this whole press box not full of coffee, people? Wow. And a trip up there as it'll be a set piece upcoming now for the Eagles.
Yeah, unfortunately my vice is Diet Coke every morning or Diet Pepsi, usually Diet Coke.
Diet Coke, all right.
Yeah.
I I got one of my friends is a he always, if he ever goes out somewhere, Diet Coke, no ice. Is that a
no ice?
He goes no ice. Ice or no ice? I'm assuming you sound like you're on the ice train.
I have to have ice.
So ice, baby.
Yeah. Yes.
Set piece opportunity on this free kick for the Eagles in Kitab. As the rain continues to come down once again, the wind picks up as well. Win in favor of the Eagles here on perhaps this kick. From about 18 out, hits the wall of the defense of the Crew. Play to the right side of the box. Cross in. Header there. That one just wide.
Good opportunity for the Eagles.
As we now have 20 minutes to play here in the second half, and we're going to see a hockey line of substitutions as Cedarlin comes in along with number 9 and Julio Marr and number 7 and Imani Colbert. And coming out is Matthew Lay and Tyler Childs. And please don't tell me a third person walked off on the wrong side of the field.
No, they were all on the right side.
So Gooden came out. Okay.
They all jumped right over the right side of the boards.
Okay, all right. Well done, gentlemen.
Yes.
Well done. You've done the press box people well. So the throw-in now as we complete the substitutions. None there on the Eagles side until in about the next minute or two as we're about to see another one check in for the Eagles. As checking in for them will be number 12 and Max Melman. Melman, the 6'1 freshman from Denver, Colorado, who I would assume is used to these cold temperatures.
Not the flatlands, though.
Well, yeah. More of the mountain range type.
Yeah.
And whistle goes, and we have a yellow card, if I can see with from the far side.
Was.
And that is on is that on a
– was it 26?
No, that's number 2. It looks like that's Johan Cederlin that got the yellow. If that is where they pointed correctly –
Yeah.
It looked like that's where the official pointed. And number 12 again coming in, Max Melman. We'll see who he comes in for on the Eagles side. And again, the clock has stopped with the card being issued. 18:59. And we will get play underway off the set piece in just a moment. But I believe it looks like Cedarlin was given the yellow off the call. So we'll hold off on judgment on that one for a moment. Because it looked like from the official, he pointed right at him with the yellow. And usually that's when you're issued a yellow card. If my vision on the far side of the field was correct.
Yes.
But again, it is late at night. It is way past my bedtime on a Friday. That's not true.
No.
But...
No, that's not.
It's been a long day for me. As been here for the last 4 games in a day. The days start to wear on you a little bit.
Yes. I'm going to start bringing out the violins. Ask producer Dan to just pipe in some violin music.
Oh, what shot there and a big stop.
Wow.
Eichhorn with his left hand extended to his left to make the diving stop. Corner kick upcoming for the Eagles.
Wow.
Couple more subs. Melman now comes in for the Eagles.
That was a bullet, Ryan.
Tyler Childs in for the Crew. And coming out for the Eagles is Tyler Santee. And out for the Crew is number 8 in Logan Keeler, who sort of checked out the proper way. Cross into the box off the corner. Header there cleared out by the Crew. Eagles keep possession. It's Meyer on the low shot attempt. I got stopped by a wall of legs. Crew now trying to turn around for a possession at midfield, but can't. Playing out to the left side. And that went over the far line and out for a Eagles throw-in. So if the result stands at the conclusion of the second half, it'll be the Emory University Eagles taking on the University of Chicago Maroons in the sectional final tomorrow night. As Declan Chetta now comes on in. And coming out is Evan Flourish.
Steady volume of substitutions right now going on for both teams. It's that time in the half.
So we get like your second half crew kind of your second half of your second half crew right. coming on in. And it looks like also warming up there is Jose Laren, the 5'3 freshman from the Colony, Texas. The town is called The Colony, by the way.
All right.
It's kind of like the Ohio State, The Colony, Texas. Playing out of the left side defensively in the half for the Eagles. They push it up ahead past midfield, going for the long pass there. They were looking up ahead for Katab, but coming out to make the stop there was Icorn. 16 minutes to play, and the offsides flag, and two Crusaders go down. And the clock has been stopped, and we'll see if this leads to something more. And looks like we do have an injured Crusader as well. So let's see. And they're going to give a yellow. That is going to go on Cody Gardner, number five. And will we see any other cards issued? I don't think so. So I believe Gardner will be the only one issued the yellow. So if we count this up correctly, that is now five yellow cards issued in this game. Or make that six, rather, if I can do math properly, which I can't.
Three apiece.
Play now along the left side as we get play back underway. And it'll be a throw-in now for the crew. Under 16 minutes to play in the second half, 2-0 Eagles. As kind of both offenses here have kind of been stagnant for the second half overall.
Yeah, but for the crew, they can't afford to be obviously down by two. They're going to need to step it up. They're going to need to take some chances.
This one out of play. Throwing now for the crew at the midfield line, left to right. Pass up right to left on the Eagles' side, back in the defensive half of the Crusaders. And that one played in a diving, kind of a fadeaway kick there from Gardner.
You know what, and Ryan, if you think about it, both goals that were scored by Emory in this game, you know, they weren't your typical clean goals. So,
is that a red card? Or is that a yellow?
Well,
so a yellow card, and that's going to go on the Crusaders. I'll get a number in a moment. Unless they're going to get maybe a number nine, so that is Julio Marr.
I thought Gallagher leaned into him as well.
I think also what could have factored into is maybe they caught him on the diving trying to sell the call.
Yeah, maybe.
Because he did dive pretty well forward after the contact from Gallagher's left arm was made. Nevertheless, is Gallagher getting somebody to tie his shoe?
Yeah, because he has clips on.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you have it. Does IMS have shoe services like that? Or
no.
Oh, okay. 14:45 to play. We'll get play, and the clock resumed after the kick starts. 14:45 here in the second half to go. 2-0 Eagles here on the Maroons Broadcast Network, powered by the Illinois Media School. Alongside Eric Willowhite, I'm Ryan Fay with you here on the call. And it's been a more chippy second half between these two teams, trying to fight for that sectional final spot tomorrow night to take on the University of Chicago Maroons. So now the play now goes to the left side.
It's not rolling over to.
Now the Eagles play it back in their own half for a moment. Now on the left side. Not much of a quick pace we're seeing from the Eagles here in this final 14 minutes now.
No.
Seems like they're just content with trying to
play
keep away.
Yeah, which they don't have to be right.
But you don't want to be too laxed about your approach either. Because two goals can happen quickly. We've seen how that can happen. Now for the Eagles again, not much trying to push up that quickly. They'll go for it there on that pass on the left side, looking for Michael Steer. And possession there goes to Colbert. Colbert to the left side, and a mishandle there from Cedarlin goes out. And an Eagle throw-in. And we'll see another crew substitution as we're actually going to see three of them. We'll see Laren come in, along with Martin Lopez, who, as we mentioned, was out for a while and was kind of one of the instigators to the chippiness that kind of started in the second half, along with Case Carnes, who will check in properly at the substitution flag. So we'll have that at the next whistle. Play up along the near side now, and out of play it'll go. Throw in for the Eagles. And off the throw in, it was Steer. Gets that in there to Melman. Approaching the 12:30 mark to play here in the second half.
Emory doing a good job of protecting the ball, bodying their defenders. Able to maintain possession here in the zone as the clock winds down.
Centering pass there. A little bit of a shove away there on the Crusader side. They play on. Melman to the right side for Meyer. Meyer gets around one defender. Goes to the right side. To the far corner. Trying to battle for it there. Takes a tumble, but it'll be a throw-in for the crew. As here come in Laren, Carnes, and Martin Lopez. As also in now for the Eagles is number 19 and Victor Garcia. And we're going to have a see who comes out. So out is Elijah Simpson. We'll start on the Crusader side first, if you don't mind. Cedarlin also comes out along with number 9 and Julio Mar. And out for the Eagles was Christian Meyer. Hope he kept up with that score at home. And according to my laptop here, almost happy Saturday to everybody on the East Coast watching. About 1 minute away from officially being able to say that. As we have 11 minutes now to play. Centering pass deflected out. And we will have a corner kick for the crew, so which we have not been able to say very often tonight.
Do you celebrate New Year's when it turns midnight in New York?
No, I celebrate it the way if I'm in the whatever time zone has midnight, I celebrate it then.
There you go.
I think that's how you're supposed to do it. Why would you celebrate a New Year in a time zone that you don't live in? As this one pushed away from Gallagher, Martin Lopez on the shot, and another stop and a good save made by Cole Gallagher.
He's out playing high on top of the box there, able to snuff that attempt. That would have been worthy of another pass if you were the Crusaders with him that far out of the box.
Yeah, because I think if Lopez would have, or I should say Martin Lopez, if he would have went to his left possibly, I think he would have had a golden opportunity to dish out an assist for an opportunity for a goal being scored.
Right.
But you kind of notice everybody kind of just watched the eyes of Martin Lopez try to make the play happen when he really didn't have much to do it with kind of everybody just standing in their same position off the corner kick. Deflection off of Martin Lopez. We're seeing a bit of a spark from him.
Yeah, he's definitely added an element to the Crusaders game right now, right when they need it the most.
And takedown, and that's going to go against them, and the Eagles will have the set piece here. So we have 9:30 to play here in the second half. Happy Saturday, East Coast.
You were waiting for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. So for everybody tuning in on the East Coast, thanks for staying with us up late. But no, to your point earlier, you should celebrate the time zone that is at midnight for New Year's. You should never celebrate somebody else's time zone.
But they're always showing
they're big
New
shows.
Year's in New York.
Well, it's a timeless tradition. I understand that. But, yeah, it's nice for them. But, you know, Chicago has its own parties. You know, Denver would have its own parties. Los Angeles the same way. And Vegas. And if you're out there in Vegas or California or Colorado, wherever you have a time zone that you live in, you celebrate that one for the
Vegas
New Year.
New Year's are fun. I've been to a few of those.
Logan Keelan now comes back in for the crew. As checking out is Tyler Childs. And in for the Eagles is Keegan McCombie. As checking out for the Eagles is number 15 in Michael Steer. As the rain is starting to pick up once again.
Yeah.
With 8:20 to play here in the second half. And let's just hope it's only rain that finishes off the final 8 minutes.
Yeah, and again, for the Crusaders, you know, you're battling the clock. You're battling a 2-0 deficit. The rain's just another element, but they're going to have to fight through that.
Play along the far side. Ball goes up to midfield, back in the defensive half of the Crew. It'll be a wet medal ceremony for the team not advancing to tomorrow's sectional final. I hope that made somebody to my left very happy.
The not advancing team, right?
That's what I said. Right. We got the archive of this. We'll check back to make sure I said it officially. That has a nice tone to it. I agree.
Well, if there is a victory to come from this, it's that the tents on the Crusaders sideline did not go aflight here, so we didn't have one of those windy
and Martin Volpez not happy that a foul was called. He wanted to keep play going because momentum had to stop for just a moment. He had his arm up to the ref like, why'd you stop my vibe? 7 minutes to play. Lopez to take the kick from about 42 out. You know he's gonna have some power on this kick. Pinball's around for a moment on the left side. And that is almost a wrestling takedown there on the Eagles side. So a foul there and a good opportunity here for the Crew on the far side with 6:42 and counting to go here in the second half, still down by 2 goals. Kind of a semi-corner kick here, so to speak, off this set piece. Clock continues to wind. Kick will come in from the far side of the field. Kick is on in. And a goal! It is not going to be a shutout as Logan Keeler gets the goal. And the Crusaders within one at 2-1 with 6:15 to go in the second half.
Wow, that's just what the doctor ordered for the Crusaders. Again, not a whole lot of time on the clock, but all you needed was one, and now you got a ball game, and now they're going to continue the pressure here. So let's see how the Eagles respond to really their first dose of adversity in this entire game, aside from the chippiness that we experienced earlier. You know, now this is real. Now it's just a one-goal game.
Keeler with the goal, Carnes with the assist. 2-1 the score now, and as we mentioned, all you need is one to have the momentum feel like it's back on your side. And now for the Eagles, that lackadaisical approach of trying to play keep away may not work to your advantage. This one goes back into the Crusaders' half on their right side. This one will go back to Eichhorn, who quickly plays it to his right side. Clear up ahead. Now for Martin Lopez, who lost it to the Eagles' side. Eichhorn aggressively coming out to play. He's got to kick it, though. And really off his line, loses a step, and a wide shot from Keegan McCombie. And the question there is, why was Bryce Eichhorn playing so far out like that?
Yeah, he didn't need to be. Again, this is the last thing that the Crusaders need right now is another error on their part leading to a goal. And you've just cut the lead in half. You have momentum. You don't want to turn it right back.
To the right side, lift off from Martin Lopez. Going to his left with it, goes back, staying on the right side. Shot there, deflected out, and it will be a goal kick. And if that was not deflected, I don't think Gallagher may have been able to stop it as we now have under 5 minutes to go.
That one had the angle there.
Gallagher with the goal kick on the edge of the six. 4:50 to play, and things have gotten a lot more interesting here in the last 2 minutes. Gallagher hits off the head of Martin Lopez. Now up ahead along the right side, it finds Colbert. Goes out for a throw-in for the Crew. 4:30 to play. Still a long 4 minutes to go. Martin Lopez trying to keep it in play but can't. And we're going to have a sub now. Clock will stop. as coming in is number 23 in Aiden Dottene. So let's see if him and Martin Lopez lock up on the field in terms of positioning battle, because that would be certainly be interesting now that both have sat out for a while and kind of gained their composure and emotions, and now in a one-goal game with 4:21 to play.
Yeah, that just adds another element to it. But again, Crusaders looking to knot this game up, and they are putting on the pressure without a doubt.
This one hit off of the foot there of Vandergriff. Throw in for the Eagles with 4:10 to play and counting. Steer on the throw-in. Header up ahead. Play along the right side now. That being number 3 in Caleb Almanza, who, by the way, is the only player playing with a hat on. Headbands and, you know, hoodies don't count. Talking about a specific hat. And that one tumbles out. No call for a foul. Throw in for the Crew. 3:30 to play.
Lopez a little shaken up on that play, but I'm sure he'll rebound quickly.
Because you know the adrenaline's flowing on a bicycle kick attempt to clear it. Goes out of play. And a Crew throw in, and you can kind of hear the crowd kind of go oohing and on for that one. This one played on the near right side now. And this one will deflect for a goal kick. It took a bad hop.
No. Yeah, goal
is that
going to
be?
Right.
It should be a goal kick as it went behind the back line.
No, they're calling.
They're calling a throw-in.
Yeah.
That had some funny English on the ball. Then looked like from the way the ball was spinning, it was going back to the back line and out. But either way, seeing how aggressively up front the defense is playing for the Crew. As we have approaching 2:35 to play, and a clear there from the Eagles back in the defensive half of the Crew. Kind of the one last few rushes that the Crew are going to have left here in this second half to try to tie the game up. Some of the Crew players wanted a handball against the Eagles. They didn't get it. Clear out along the far side, and out it will go. Or rather, is it going to stay in? Yes, it does.
Wow.
That one just stayed in.
Hugging the far side.
Up ahead. Good header there by the Eagles back in the defensive half of the Crew. We approach 2 minutes to play here in the second half. 2-1 the score. Up to Martin Lopez, who's kind of been one of the main stories of this game. Trying to go for a little redemption. Shoots
it
up ahead with a nice pass. To the left side, now the Crew work it. 1:42 to play. Into the box. Pushed around for a moment. Crew are able to clear it. Or I should say the Eagles able to clear it out to the midfield. And the Crew defense lets it go for a throw-in. 90 seconds now to play. Martin Lopez. Oh, he kind of had a stinger with his right foot there as he kind of made contact with Kitab. Lopez on that throw-in. Play along the right side. Trying to do a little shaking big action. That one went behind the back line and out. And a goal kick. Whoa.
What?
I think he was trying to. Either way, we're going to have 1 minute now to play. And you're going to tell that Gallagher's not going to take his. He will take his sweet time here as long as he can. As the Eagles are trying to hold off this late rally from the Crew. And he's stopping to have him tie his shoe.
Clock stop.
And the clock has stopped. Boy, if you could think of ways to add five, it looks like they're going to add 5 seconds back on the clock. So 53 seconds. So Gallagher will take the kick. Now 53 seconds on the clock. It'll start off on the kick, and it will continue to wind.
Oh, right.
And now we've got it stopped.
He's looking more for the scoreboard, I think. Whoa.
55 is what they're going to put. So technically 3 seconds now. So 55 will be what is put on the clock. I guess the 5-5 is the official term. So Gallagher to do the kick again. 55 seconds now. Clock winds as the kick has gone right to left. Down to the wire we go. Play up in the defensive half for the Eagles, and they'll clear it out again. Possibly one final rush, but the Eagles are going to keep possession, and they've got a three-on-three. Playing along the left side is Khattab. Khattab keeping it in the corner, not making much movement here.
Wow, nice job.
30 seconds, and he's going to let that one roll out. And it is a Eagle throw, and he's just going to trot to go get the ball. 20 seconds. And Khattab just going to stand there and wait to have to throw it in. He does. And that one, did it go behind the back line? Yes, it did. 10-second countdown. Eichhorn trying to hurry. Boots it left to right. Gets it towards midfield. Header goes out of play. And that is going to do it. And the Emory University Eagles move on to the sectional final as they have defeated the Mary Hardin Baylor Crusaders by the final score of 2-1. And they will meet the University of Chicago Maroons tomorrow night.
Well, we had a game there. I mean, for most of this game, it was all dominated by the Eagles. All they had to do was hang on. But I think they played that a little too close to the vest towards the end there. And then with the Crusaders coming on, scoring the goal to cut the lead in half, but the Crusaders just ran out of time. And then, again, you got to go back to the two goals that the Eagles scored. Those really weren't clean goals. So from a Crusaders standpoint, you might be kicking yourself for the result of this game. But it is what it is, and a good job by the Eagles to move on.
How much would you put the chippiness of the second half into the factor here of this outcome?
I think it added to the ability for the Crusaders to get back in the game, really, because I think they were kind of thriving off a little bit of that chippiness and then sucking the Eagles into that where they really didn't need to be, kind of took them out of their game a little bit. But it wasn't like it was an instantaneous thing. It took so long for the Crusaders to get to that point where they can cut that lead in half. But they kept fighting. They kept coming away. It's just that they ran out of time here, and you know the Eagles were able to stand tall. Gallagher had a good game.
And I'll ask you this as well. On the side of the Crew and Martin Lopez, who kind of made his own story in the second half with kind of starting the chippiness, so to speak, and the tension rising on the field, sits out for a while in that second half, comes back for this late rally that the Crew had gone on.
Yeah.
And he was a key factor as to the why this game came all the way down to the wire like it did.
So you wonder, maybe he could have been put in a couple minutes earlier. You don't know, but he was such a force when he came back into that game. It was, you know, a noticeable difference in the team when he stepped back on the field.
So the medal ceremony for the team not advancing to the sectional final in the Mary Hardin Baylor Crusaders. So we'll have that for you right here. Erica, I think I know where you're going to go in direction of this player of the game for the Eagles, but I think it'd be safe to say we may be on the same page here as you mention it.
I'm sorry?
Wow, wait, have you paying attention in your headset? Player of the game, Eric.
My
I know it's late, but yes.
I
still waiting on the answer.
Yeah, I'm going. Your player of the game is my player of the game, Ryan.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, so I have to answer the question.
You do. You're answering your own question.
You're going to make me answer my own question.
Yes.
I would have to say if you had to go non-goalie here for the Eagles, you'd have to go with number 9 and Michael Carragher, who started off the scoring early on in the first half for the Eagles, and consistent play throughout the night has been really the staple of what we saw from the Eagles all night. And they, you know, even the one goal that was allowed, they was able to counter off of the rally that the Crew had come up with for that final 4 or so minutes of that second half. So as we wait for the Crew to assemble out of their team huddle to get the medal ceremony underway.
Yeah, and it's a tough situation. You know, the season ends right now. You're not moving on, so you're doing a quick team debrief, and then you're going to go and accept your medals. You know, not where they wanted to be in terms of this outcome, but, you know, this is the round that they made it to. You know, they were able to advance in postseason play. It's just that this is where their road ends for this season.
So the Eagles and the Maroons will meet in the sectional final in just under 20 hours. It'll be a 7 p.m. kickoff here on the Maroons Broadcast Network from the same exact spot. And then we'll also have the Women's Elite Eight match beforehand at 1 p.m. when the University of Chicago Maroons, who, again, are hosting the sectionals and Sweet 16 Elite Eight matches this weekend, they'll be taking on the University of Wisconsin Lacrosse Eagles. So it's a pair of Eagles and a pair of Maroons in the respective sectional final and Elite Eight matches here at Stagg Field. The women's match will start at 1 p.m. The men's game will start at 7, as I just mentioned. And for the University of Chicago Maroon men's side, what do they need to look out for when looking at this Emory University Eagles squad?
Well, I mean, they defended very well, so that's one of the things that was very noticeable. And they were carrying the play very consistently, especially in that first half. So I think it's going to be a good battle. I think from a head-to-head standpoint, I think the Maroons might have the edge there in terms of overall team speed, a little more creativity in terms of playmakers, but the ability to lock down the other team is something that Emory has shown here in their stretch. And that's something that the Maroons are going to have to be on the lookout for.
And one of the other themes of this game is that was kind of a recurring theme, but I don't think it really had much to say on the outcome side of this, was the amount of injuries that started to pile up on the Crusader side.
That's true. It's very true.
Just to name a couple, we have Luke Lopez go down. Steven Dang suffered an injury. There was a time, I believe, where Julio Marr also suffered an injury. So now you see some of the players now go out and accept their medals. So the season ends for the Mary Harden Baylor Crusaders, while the Eagles will play on to tomorrow night. But a very impressive season for the Crusaders, nevertheless, who, again, were coming into play today 17-2-1 overall, 8-2 on the road. They were unbeaten at home this year, by the way. And kind of their top scorers, so to speak, you know, Case Carnes, Julio Marr, Martin Lopez. And one of the things about the Crusaders team is that this wasn't, you know, an offensive juggernaut team coming into play here this weekend.
Right.
And they've had an impressive season, not just off of offense, but how good their defense has been. And we saw how good their defense still was here throughout this game here tonight.
Right. And again, you know, I hate to harp on this point, but it was, you know, the couple goals that the Eagles did score, you know, there was a, they weren't a clean goal. Like, if you're going to be scored on as a team, those aren't necessarily the type of goals you want to have scored against you.
Because there was the one mistake from Icorn on the second goal that allowed that to make it a 2-0 lead at the time. So that'll conclude the medal ceremony, and the wet tablecloth will be wrapped up. So
it didn't fly away like it was threatening to in the first presentation.
Yep, so that'll do it for our broadcast here tonight. We want to thank you for tuning in if you stayed up this late with us.
Yeah, that's our new mascot, Table Man. Right. Yeah.
All right, well, it's
fans
past, it is past Eric's bedtime now. Want to thank everybody for tuning in to all four of our soccer matches here today, along with if you tuned into the Midway Classic for day one of that, for basketball here at the University of Chicago as well. Again, big shout-outs to Nate, Dan, and Nicole for always giving us the first-class amenities and helping our broadcast be as tremendous as they always are. Want to thank the great students and staff of the Illinois Media School that helped us out for our soccer and basketball games here today as well. They'll be doing the same thing tomorrow and Sunday, respectively. For Dan here producing and doing the five-tool amazing job that he always has done for us and the more games that we'll be working with them. For Eric Woolwhite up here in the booth with me, I'm Ryan Faye, signing off here on the Maroons Broadcast Network. We'll see you back here for more soccer action tomorrow.